Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was over here saying it. Yes, sir. Microphone wasn't working. Check, baby, one, two, three, four. Check, baby, one, two, three.
Works now.
All I want to do is zoom, 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 zoom in your boom, boom. Just shake your rump.
Got a little head started. Shake it. God, who sang that? I want to look it up.
Hold on. Rex and Effects. God, yeah.
You're good.
I hope that's right. I hope that's right. Near, 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 near. Oh boy, what that was? Is that club music or bolt like roller skating? I don't know where that was in my life, but I just remember when I'd hear that. Near, 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 I'd like, oh, here we go to the floor. I don't know if I was roller skating or dancing.
You were dancing.
Time to drop it.
Yes, sir. Oh, it's pulling me. It's pulling me.
Tell Pantera to hit the bricks for a second.
Bartender, I'll be right back. I gotta go. Roller skater dates.
Take time, bud. I got a girl over here giving me the signal anyway, so I'm gonna go check on her.
She gave me the clap. I'll be right back.
Oh my God.
Do a zoom, a zoom. Oh, zoom, zoom in my boom, boom.
What? Yeah, hell of a situation.
If you know, your child said to you, "What is your dad? What does your kid call you? Dad? Jeremy? Pa?
Pa?"
He'll call me dad when he's talking about me to his mom.
But when does he ever like, I'm not being nosy, I'm just curious. I'll tell you all of mine if you'd like. But
I want to hear it.
I just enjoy that dynamic about you. Just, what is that like? What does he call you?
Daddy.
Nothing. If we just see each other, you know, we'll start talking.
He just gave you a happy blank day card back in June.
We either text each other.
Nobody. Or,
happy blank day.
He actually forgot it.
Blank.
But you know.
Mine did for a week. It's cool.
If he forgets, it ain't no big.
She got a lot to deal with, you know. She got a turkey won't freaking have a baby. Got all kinds of baby stuff going on. It's crazy. Go say again.
You gotta say hey.
Hey.
Did you forget? Like, what's up?
Well, she's also got one to, you know.
She got a birth.
She's got like one that helped her give. Yeah. Birth that was a father. It still is, you know. I had to take care of him. Not my idea. I was like, I don't want to let me. You know, he's crazy.
Oh, man.
So with that, if he just came up to you and said, hey, blank, what is this song about? I don't want to go to my Urban Dictionary app. All I want to do is zoom, 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 zoom in your boom, boom. And then they completely said, shake your romp. So is the boom, boom the romp?
That's a good question. Are you shaking your rump because...
I would text my black friend, but he doesn't get up to like 7.
So. Oh, you need a black friend like I got who gets up early. What's up, Rico?
Oh, well, he works late and has to... Well, no, it might be later than that. I was just kidding.
Who do you think has more black friends between us?
What do you consider friends, though? Like you have their phone numbers? I mean, what is the friend level?
You at least went to school together.
Oh, God.
You have to establish a baseline.
I've got like 4 then. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
I played football. So did you. So that's where really a lot of the honkies got their black friends. I truly believe that. Sports is one of those things that, you know, it kind of – I mean, sure, there's still going to be whatever everywhere, but I think that's where that whole, you know, come together kind of thing kind of – supersedes everything else. Now, I should have had a civil war at my high school, considering we only won the one game.
I know.
We should have had a literal, like, race war. It's the one thing that broke us up. It's because of the white people were not winning. No, that's not fair.
They should say, why are
the coach
white
is white. Hey, one of them's black.
If there was no civil war, you would not have a high school.
See?
That's ironic.
Isn't that ironic? What would it... I mean, God, at that point, we wouldn't have a highway, you know? And to go from here to Spartanburg.
29 Wade Hampton.
Wasn't there like a buzz back in the day to try to change the name? I think it was like 2-3 years ago.
It was called the Super... Oh, well, I think you're talking about the road. The road was called the Super Highway for the longest time because my grandma marveled about it. She thought it was... she thought it was the coolest thing in the world to be able to get on one highway and drive 10, 15, 20 miles, end up in Greer, end up in Spartanburg.
That's old school right there.
Super highway.
That's old school country.
Yeah. She also flew one time with her daughter in the overhead compartment as a baby in an airplane. It was crazy. This is the way you used to do it.
I heard.
It's crazy. It's crap, man. Stuff.
Don't fool with it.
Hey, is that your new car? Looks great.
But what? So, I don't know. Paige, you have a lot of black friends?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't put labels on people. And I
don't. Oh,
well,
shut
I love
up.
I love labels.
I have friends.
Okay. Okay. If I said, do you have any male friends? I don't put labels on people. Well, in your case, it might be harder.
Yeah, of course.
I don't put labels on. You got eyes, though. Yeah. It doesn't mean you're segregating. It just means like, hey, do you have any friends that are Jewish? Do you have any friends that are redheaded?
Do you have any guy friends that with each other?
I don't have any ginger-headed friends.
You're not missing much.
My black friends.
I wish I could, you know. I don't want to go just check off a box to get one, but one's never meandered in.
Are the most stylish people that I know. Like, they live in really nice houses.
Who is this?
And impeccable. My black friends.
Yes.
They are just really good people, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
No one was saying that you had to preface that by saying that your black friends were good people.
No,
it's just, do you have any black friends?
I have a ton of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I work in retail, so
I have some that live in really nice homes.
I mean, it's
nice.
They're nice.
Good people.
Well spoken.
Absolutely.
We love black people.
Absolutely.
We love black people.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it is true when, like, in just observing, you know, college girls, feel free to call in. I'm sure you're all listening. But, you know, like, let's say, again, pointing this out, one guy, you can tell me if I'm wrong and it's in, no, it's just an observation. When you have, like, the
one dude,
four or five Peckerwood girls go out.
Yeah.
You know, honky girls. But then if there is a black friend, I don't want to say fall in line, but like she will matchy match. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, there's always that one that's
And I don't mean it like that. I just mean you're not gonna.
How do you think I meant it?
I think you meant it like there's gonna be that one there's always gonna be one in the group. I've seen where there's two or more. Okay, how about that? My friends are more inclusive than yours. And
probably.
But you won't see like girls like wearing the little shorts and the white cowgirl boots and, you know, those little bralette things. I don't know what they're called.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what they are.
And then you're going to have a girl named Aisha there.
Interesting name choice.
Well, I'm putting a dynamic into your mind. I'm trying to describe this in a way that people can understand where my heart is. I don't want to use a certain word either because that word is such a. Oh, no. Come on. Come on. You said that enough for us both before we started. No, I was talking to Paige.
She got a pass, though.
Okay, so let's just say, like, I feel like I'm on a game show right now. Is he a racist? No,
like,
I'm not.
It's like an SNL bit.
It's just a... Okay, so you won't have like a girl that looks like she just came from the set of a rap video who was shaking her donk in front of the camera right there alongside of them. The fashion of most women match up, but you do not see that with men. Men can go out. Dudes would be like, you know, you'll have the guys with the hey dudes and the shorts and the little generic nondescript polo. Yeah. Like, you must open that. I don't understand dudes. Like Jug.
Guys.
Jug will pick a brand that he likes and just buy all the colors.
Yeah, and early. Shout out.
He will. He's loyal. Get him as a customer. You got him for life.
Yeah. Travis Matthew, you should be on the car.
But they, yeah, that's another one. Yeah. Travis Miller.
I don't know who that is, but
is that the the golfer? Travis
Matthews? No, Travis Matthews, the clothes.
Okay.
Well,
you're thinking about the guy who passed away, the rapper.
Yeah, no.
It's Travis Miller.
No, but, you know, but then you'll have a dude like, you know, like me wearing like camo shorts and like a wrestling t-shirt. And so I think women's fashion, that's probably one of their biggest, Paige, correct me if I'm wrong, one of their biggest prerequisites to be your friend, not yours, but a woman, is you must dress similar to me, not better, not less.
Yeah,
than.
We all kind of, we like each other's style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the fashion draws, the makeup, the fashion, the hair, brings the women together as friends. With men, we're like, oh, you have a beard? Get out of here, lazy. You know, that's what they say about, you know, guys who have to shave for work. They have to. You know, somebody like us, they'll be like,
well,
oh,
I mean,
lazy.
Some of the guys that I know that have beards, they're highly groomed, so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, she was sober when she groomed me. What's up, Trisha?
What's up?
No, she's not up this early. Kids have school.
Now, look, when you spend the whole summer, you know, partying hard in the water, you got to rest.
My girl like you. I don't even think she drinks, to be honest with you. She does heroin. No, I'm just kidding.
Nice!
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Totally kidding.
She has a strong stomach, that girl.
Actually, hoping she's not listening right now.
This might give you a little.
She got a good sense of humor. She'll know a heroin joke's just a funny little.
This might give you a little receipt next time you go in there. Hey, do the jackass bit. Give you a little potato in the back.
Yeah. Golly, mom.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Got various notes. It's just, don't want to get into them right now.
I know. I am the same way. I have, like, there's, like, tons of stuff, but you don't want to, you know. It's like when you go to a concert, you know, somebody, like, it's a legendary guy. Like, don't start the concert with a new one.
No. Or like, do it like you start a Facebook Live. Wait till we're going to let some people get in here for a little bit first.
Why run to when you get the notification? I know exactly what you're talking about. You'll get a notification, so-and-so went live. And then you'll go there. Oh, got to go in here. I can't tell you who this is about, but not because I don't want to. I just don't remember. But exactly what Fatboy said. I was like, oh, so-and-so is going live. This isn't often.
Yep.
I'll go on. I'll sit there. And they'll just kind of be looking around the room, you know. Hey, what's up, chat?
What's up?
And,
y'all get in here.
What's up, chat? I'm going to wait for some more people to get in here. And he may, like, run and take a piss or something and, like, come back and
wait for it.
Log in or whatever and say, okay, we're going to wait for, like, 48 people to get in here. I got a 50 people minimum. I got MattMan933, and this is like a bot right here. I don't know.
This is a bot. Who does?
Yeah.
Let it get going a little bit. Yeah. I got to say, dang it.
Happy birthday.
No, it's a shout out, but I already forgot the name. It was either P1 Nap or Nymph for Namp.
Oh.
Saw him at QT this morning.
Okay, so it was probably, nice. It probably wasn't Nymph then.
I don't think it was Nymph.
If it was Nymph and you saw him at QT this morning, how much did he charge you?
Wow.
Thinner guy, bald, not skinhead, because that's a connotation.
Oh, yes.
He was
didn't
bald.
Didn't want to be called an onion head no more.
No, oh no. He was a bald.
Yeah.
I thought it was my buddy.
Z label.
I thought it was my buddy BJ for a second, so I was kind of looking at him weird. He probably thought I was looking at him like I was trying to, you know, eat him or something. But
yeah, or give him one. Who knows? Like, did you say, hey, BJ? And he was like, no. I quit that life.
You know, you offering? Come over here behind the truck.
What, me or you? I mean, what? Same time?
Can I pump gas while we do it?
I mean, I got to be at work by 7.
Can you? I can't say that.
Nope. I know far. Exactly where you're going to.
Went too far.
Ugh. No, you didn't cross the line.
The little Mark thought bubble pops up and is like, yeah, fatty. Fun John, police is here.
Johnny Cash song. I crossed the line.
Dan.
Dan, make
it. Get it going, Dan.
Matt Man crosses the line.
And Dan's been sending some stuff, too. So.
Yeah, but he doesn't He's like commission work.
He don't.
Which, you know, I kind of get that.
I think he was very high the day he was on the show for the first time because he was in a good mood.
Yeah, but like it's his art. Plus, he doesn't charge us. We've never given him. that time he was on, people were like, what's he get, concert tickets or whatever? Like, no, he's never asked for anything. You know?
Yeah.
That's it.
I've never seen
guy.
A security company use more actors than that one right there.
I tell you what. Like, I know it was a distraction. I'm glad you brought that up. Like, y'all got to get more fierce with them, these commercials that they're doing for, like, you know, Ring or Blink or whoever it is. Like, yep. The acting sucks. It's not believable. Like,
terrible.
Get a crackhead on there. Like, somebody looks
somebody
like one.
Is gonna be
that guy
in
that
your
was
house.
In that movie where they took Tom Hanks' boat. Get that guy.
Oh, yeah, and they nominated him for a movie award.
Yeah, and now he's, like, broke. He could probably use the work, guys.
God, what was that guy's name?
It sounds like he could play in the NBA with a name like that. I can't remember.
Why, he wasn't really good in that movie.
And Mika Okafor, was that his name? Puka Nakua.
I was like, okay. That's when I knew.
Kuna Matata.
That's when I knew something was up. Like, okay. This is an award on merit. This is a affirmative action award.
A Tutu Atwell. There's one you haven't heard in a while. Tutu.
Yeah.
Flopper.
Bishop.
He's a bishop?
No, I was playing Ring of Fire.
Oh, I see. Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
I crossed the line. What was that? It's like Paige when she talks. Like Johnny Cash would do that. Like, you ever turn... It was I Walk the Line when he does that part. Like, boy, it really like bases out if you got a good system. I Walk the Line. It's like the end of Different Strokes. The theme song.
But the world just don't move to the beat, just one drum.
Sexy or scary?
What if that was the name of the bicycle shop, too? Different
what?
Strokes.
Oh.
Different spokes.
Different spokes.
Oh, my God.
Nailed it.
Norman Lear, you should have contacted us before I was born.
Oh, boy. You know, there's a whole YouTube breakdown of that episode. I think I told you that, where they, like, break it down with a child psychologist.
That's the only thing people remember Gordon Jump from, and he was on WKRP and other stuff.
I know.
Sad, man.
Yeah, yeah. And it was, you know, they were asking, like, did this help the cause? You know, because 80s kids shows at the end would, you know, do something about, you know, too many pills. I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm so...
The gun episode on Family Matters.
Yeah, God. Oh, Lord. Various sex things, you know. They'd come on at the end and they'd tell you, but that's the one where they're like, good Lord. Like, this almost, like, was more satisfying to the PDFs than it was the actual, you know, kids who are trying to frighten. Almost like when you look back at the D.A.R.E. program, like, it basically told us which drugs to buy and what they look like.
Yep.
I would have had no clue.
Thanks for the tips.
Yeah. But then again, I did buy a bag of oregano one time. I sure as hell did. First week beach.
I think I'm growing it.
I tried it. I literally was about to smoke it. And the guy was like, dude, that is literally oregano.
I didn't think you'd take it this far. Do not smoke it.
Do not smoke oregano either. It's
Here's your $5 back.
It won't get you a buzz. And it makes you feel like you just ate a lot of Mediterranean food.
I was going to say.
That's really what it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Imagine those farts.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Watch out for the Medis. They have the worst. The worst ones.
Is that the falafel balls and stuff like that?
No, that's like Greek food. I'm talking about like your...
You talk about stuffed grape leaves.
Italian.
See, that's also Greek, too, though.
Really?
What do I mean by Mediterranean? I guess Greek.
Yeah, Mediterranean.
Yeah.
It's yummy.
But you know what? Like, what else is in the Mediterranean? You know, as we learned.
Geography.
Is that where the Hormuz is? Is that where the Strait is?
No.
Oh, man. I tell you what. Golly gone.
God, it's all the same area, right?
Yeah.
Thought it was.
Boy, that was a bad...
Miss Henry, I apologize. My geography teacher.
That was a bad mistake right there, boy.
I see her flipping her glasses up now and looking at me.
Yeah.
How do you not know where the Mediterranean Sea is?
Yeah, I mean, but there's so much to, like, again, you know, like when you're a teacher, a lawyer like Rob Inario routinely will have and, like, you know, re-up on new laws, you know, because crap changes. But like a history teacher who taught for 30, 35 years, like I had at the Wade, Think about that. I mean, when she started teaching, Jim Crow was happening.
They put their time in.
And then by the time, you know, that I'm in there, it's like, you know, H.W. Bush time and all this stuff. And it's like, well, what is she kept teaching? What was she was taught when she was in college? She's like, segregation. Here's why we are segregated. Could you imagine?
What if she sat people that way still?
I'm like, hang on a second. I know. She's like, your water fountain's over there, honky. Well, you know, something like that. That'd be awful.
God, like, she actually believed, like, hang on a second. This is a history class.
So
like,
she, yeah, it's not your self-policy, ma'am.
This is not what's going around.
No, but they have, you have to constantly re-up on that. But geography's one where, again, I don't know how the Turkish spell the name of their country anymore because America's went back and forth with it. It's like African American and black.
Turkey or whatever.
It goes back and forth. You don't know, so you don't say it.
They don't tell you. It's not about just where stuff is. You got to learn the GDP and all this crap, imports and exports.
Well, I just call it the DP. Like, I don't like getting dirty with it.
I'm like, we ain't saying that, teacher.
No.
You will say it, Harris, or you'll sit in the principal's office. You will not throw corn in the cafeteria.
Mr. Monroe, we got some young mans in the corn. Oh, I almost messed it up. We got some young mans in the cafeteria throwing corn.
Corn.
What if it's a new teacher who thought that's how you said his name? She's like, Harris, I've seen you to Mr. Monroe.
Monsieur Monroe.
Do you want to see Mr. Monroe?
Boy, I tell you what, that was a guy you wouldn't want to get a hold of your rear end.
Jesus,
I mean,
what was he into?
I meant like with a paddle or, you know, I mean, if that was still a thing.
Did he wear a bow tie to work? Like, what are we talking about? Do you have suspenders?
No. He didn't look like freaking Blippi.
That's it. You have drool marks on the fly of his pants.
Yeah, trust a man in suspenders.
I don't know why he's anti-suspender.
I don't know.
He wants men's pants to fall, Paige. He hates belts, too.
I think suspenders can be very hot.
That is a lot.
Without a shirt.
Only with firemen, though. I know exactly what you're thinking.
Yeah. We're talking about the guy who's walking into hammocks at 8 o'clock in the morning. Definitely. And he's looking for a deal.
Right. That too. Like a guy who's like, you know the guy with suspenders. The guy who's like gut is like crazy big, but he's not that big of a guy.
Or like, he can't get a belt that big? Or?
I don't know what it is, but their guts are like maybe they've had a hernia or something. Like their guts are huge, but the rest of them's not that big. And those are the guys wearing suspenders.
Is he kind of, he's square like SpongeBob?
Like he could like look over the top of his belt. Those things are so high on him.
What happens to the stomach? You look at malnourished kids. Their stomach sticks out, and then great big fat guys.
It distends out, and then, like if you like were
lemonade, fresh squeeze lemonade, lemonade. Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Emaciated, you think you would be able to, like, see into, like, the concave area of like the rib cage and all that.
Oh, did you ever have a buddy that had a caved in chest? Like I had one.
I saw Scott Steiner.
Actually, buddy's a strong word. I kind of hate the guy still.
Yeah.
But he had a caved in chest and he wasn't malnourished or anything, but everybody looked at it like, man, that's weird. How do you have a caved in chest?
Do you have any scars there or anything?
Nope.
I was going to say, might have had open heart as a kid or something. Then you'd be a bully.
I couldn't figure out why. Like, well, they probably. I don't know.
I never understood that weird, either. Like, there was a girl who had a kind of an odd scar. And it's kind of just like people were like mean to her. Like even girls were mean to her.
Bitch!
What name was it?
It was near her wrist. So everybody said she tried to, you know, unalive herself. Oh. And it literally wasn't. Like, I know.
She could have broken her arm or something.
Guy that lived on my street actually was there when it happened. She did it on her bicycle. But like she came back from the summer, you know. Mm-hmm. She had also changed her hair color, so I think everybody thought she was going through the whole goth kind of
trying to figure out if she was a lesbian or not.
I don't know what it was.
One of those deals?
Yeah, she definitely wasn't.
Go join the basketball team.
She got like four kids now. What up? Mom, what's with the scar? Everyone at school's asking.
What do
it's
I like, tell
it's
them,
a
Mom?
Bicycle accident. Just tell them, Mom. Seriously. Mom,
I'm not going to believe
what
it.
What was it?
I need some street cred, though, Mom. What if I tell my, you know, well, I can't say that either.
Mom, can I say that you got it while you're in jail?
Well, see, I used it a lot over the summer on some dudes.
She broke through a window. Punched some glass.
Just tell him you got carpal tunnel and wear one of them bowling gloves.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
The RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah. This is the, this song's filthy, and I don't mean like dirty, but just.
Oh, you mean like a good filth?
Kids today would say this song's sick. Song goes hard, guys.
Bruh,
that goes harder than it should, bruh.
Spanging, bruh. We're about to play the game, ain't we?
Kind of sexy.
Isn't it though? Like,
yeah, be my stripper song.
It'd be hard. Well, I was thinking about stripping to it. Not literally, but.
Crawling.
It's like you got to start shaking it real fast now, but then in a minute it's going to slow down again.
Male stripper a lot harder than a female stripper.
Oh, yeah. You beat yourself to death on the thigh.
If you walk out already, you know, sporting one.
Yeah.
That kills the whole bit.
How come guys don't do pole dancing? I'd pay for it.
It'd hurt.
They won't let him in the class. I don't even think they let the gays do the class.
If I did it, it'd end up looking like one of them curly straws from the 90s.
Old funny scrawl.
Those are fun, but God, if they were not well made, you'd almost like lose consciousness trying to suck down that drink. You know, with those swirly straws,
you watch it like, hey, where's it going?
It's like I'm trying to siphon gas.
Our male stripper, he's already presentable, if you know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, so I have to give him a second to dial back down.
You guys are so attractive out there in the audience tonight that this guy is knocking everything over backstage.
He is like, give us a second. Enjoy the wing bar while you wait.
Wing bar, what?
It's so funny how none of my friends have ever hired male strippers because we always thought they're kind of goofy.
Hot wings.
We had one party where there was one, and he was really dorky, and we're like, no, that's okay. I don't need to dance away from me.
I don't know about male strippers. I hired a UPS stripper. His name was Neil.
You never talked one of your
my buddy Neil, who's a UPS driver.
Used to be buddy.
Mojo Cat.
What'd you say?
You never talked one of your gay friends into stripping. I figure that's how it would go. We got a party. Come on out. Let's say his name was Brad or something. I don't know. Come on out, Brad. Get naked at our party.
They said that most... you know, who is they? Usually I'd be talking about the Illuminati, but I don't know that the Illuminati said that most male strippers are gay.
Yeah.
But that statistic is out there somewhere. And
that's true.
And that's kind of like... That's good for everybody involved, you know? Like, neither one of you really mean it. Hopefully, you're going to go home to your old man. You're going to go through and get married, and if it's a bachelorette party, he's going to go back home and you know, go to town on the backside of his man. And everybody's going to be happy. You gave him money to pretend he wanted to slap you around the face with it. And he's taking it home, and he's buying a new Gucci bag.
Unless
he's going to film it and send it to
unless
you.
Unless it's like Channing Tatum. He's not gay.
Tating Channum.
Yeah.
He's getting a little older to be the standard, right, for that the ladies look to.
Yeah, he's the only sexy one, I mean, and the wrestler guy.
That Roof Man movie where he lives in the Toys R Us, they completely show...
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
His undercarriage.
Is that in his contract? Because I feel like another movie you saw under his boys.
I mean, completely. Completely.
Is it worth
the paused
time?
And took a selfie with it and said, hey, is this what I think it is?
Somebody will
put it to his ex. These are naughty bits.
Paige trying to act like she never saw Dancing Bear before. Trying to say Channing Tatum is the only hot stripper. That guy got... Dancing Bear. That's bad. It's an inside joke. It's a website to where, you know, male stripper had a bear head on.
Oh,
and he went around to all the women in the party.
I knew it was things like Goatsy or Lemon Party.
He's holding out his popsicle at the party, and all the women are licking the popsicle. You know what I'm saying?
Never watched that.
All of them.
Sorry,
I missed it.
And what was weird is
I got to explain the pink octopus tattoo next. Now,
Oh God.
I have no clue.
God,
that's okay.
Don't even ask about Batista's belly tattoo.
Oh.
The head of the octopus is in the crack. The tentacles are coming out from the backside.
He's a big Godsmack fan.
That's attractive.
Yeah.
All right. Oof. I learned a lot.
Ladies get creative with those tattoos.
Thank you for that. That was a good song.
Thank you. I feel like in another life I ran an amusement park ride in the 80s.
Yes.
Which was strange because I was alive in the 80s.
And I want to go faster, so that's good.
You want to go backwards?
No.
Did you say I ran?
I did not.
You did too.
I will not ever play I Ran So Far Away. And it really is if you vote that a map. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
We're gonna talk about some misbehaving teens and what happened with these two teenagers.
Ooh, fat boy.
That's all of them. They do the little drugs, sag their pants, and
call each other bra.
And film it.
Bra.
Bruh. I'll film you and you film me, bruh. Okay,
I prefer bra to homies. And I'm talking about homies. Like white kids saying that. Like, especially if they, like, their parents, you know, are wealthy. Like, my homies. Like, come on, Chet, Hank, what are you doing?
Call each other what we used to call each other back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, God, no crap. That's when men were men and you could call each other gay slurs and not me. That's right.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Paige, and we will get to the passing of Senator Lindsey Graham.
Yes, we were going to get some audio together that we will not have until just after.
God, are people raising hell already?
Passing at the age
we haven't mentioned it.
71. So we will get to that, I promise.
Oh yeah, we got a lot to get to. Yes. We got Conor McGregor.
Oh,
we got
goodness.
All kinds of stuff.
We talk about us first.
Yeah,
we're supposed to just rush right into it.
We're here. No. Supposed to talk about, you know.
Supposed to tell you what I didn't do this weekend.
What didn't you do this weekend?
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This was a on the go weekend.
I know what you didn't do. I can say it.
I didn't even know anybody passed away, to be honest with you.
I know you didn't watch Love Island last night.
It'd be news to me. Nah, I'm a straight man.
Dude, Rob Inario broke the news at 2:30 in the morning. It was like, wow, nerd.
Yeah. Which makes you ask a question, right?
Like, why were you up so late, Rob? And how did you know? How did you know before the news knew, Rob?
News
that's all I'm saying.
Well, weird.
How'd you know so quick?
I don't know. Rob's in a car show right now in the Ukraine, so I'll ask him when he gets back.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
You're in your little group, so we get your little inside information.
Listen, you want to be added to the group.
No.
You can't, actually. The title
I
of the group.
Do not want to be added to the group because I won't respond and you'll get all
it will be
mad at me like half the people.
She will leak everything.
Giving
in
away our inside information. You hear what she's saying?
I hear.
She's giving away our secrets. She's like a kid. You never think's listening, but then she tells the person everything she said.
She'll leak everything.
You get mad at people,
I'm going to tell your friend at
respond.
Your coworker that you're jealous of his eyebrows. Okay.
Probably true because he did makeup on himself yesterday.
Yeah.
And
he has the microest blading ever.
He looked like the best vampire ever, better than the one.
Is that a look you want, though? That's the question.
I don't know. He looks pretty good.
I want to look like a
vampire
guy.
Hey, Manny.
Oh, I guess so.
Manny's beautiful. Okay, so.
I want to suck your blood.
What?
I want to suck your blood, but it depends on where it comes from.
I want to suck your blood. Again, we'll save that for the top of the hour. Anyway, Patrick,
right.
Over to you.
Over to me. Well, Two teenagers thought a driverless Waymo was the perfect place to drink alcohol and fire toy guns out the window.
Does that not sound like a slur or a Waymo?
Bad idea.
It does. It sounds like a... Yeah.
Like this Waymo.
Yeah. It does.
Like it sounds like Waymo.
People would be heckled with at Ellis Island in the 40s.
And, you know, I was...
Hey, get out of here, Waymo. Go back to where you came from.
I was thinking to myself how bad we were growing up. Like, you know, my brother snuck my mom's car out one night and wrecked it. And it was her business car. And came back, man. And it was, like, total.
There's a
if you said it was your grandpa's Cadillac, I was going to think you lifted that story from a movie.
No, and I remember when he drove it in, and I go, oh, my God, I got to wake mom up, because the whole side of the...
What does that mustache smell like?
It's crazy.
Old.
Oh, the ladies you could pick up at a cruise in might not be the ones you want to go after.
Hey.
So let's talk about this story. You know, the Waymo thing, I was thinking that kids would probably, like, destroy cars if they were self-driving. So police in San Mateo, California, say the two teens were riding in a Waymo self-driving vehicle earlier this week while drinking alcohol and firing water beads from a toy gun.
Water beads?
Yeah, you know, like water beads or whatever, you know.
Are they like little tiny water balloons?
Yeah, little things.
God, I bet that hurts like hell.
So it was a toy gun, and they were firing at people outside the car. And the Waymo onboard cameras detected their behavior, and the vehicle pulled into a shopping center lot and notified the company support team. So soon after, the police were called to the scene, and the officer surrounded the vehicle and detained both of them. So busted. So, you don't get away with these things these days.
So that's not what I thought I saw. So did they, like, did the doors lock to keep them there?
I imagine so.
Oh, my God.
That's like some kind of false imprisonment there, right?
Yeah, like, what if it there was, I mean, you see these things all the time. Like, something malfunction. What? Even these robots will beat the hell out of a kid every once in a while or rip TVs off the wall. But, like, what if it
kicked a Chinese kid in the stomach?
Like, what if you're listening to some old NWA music and it's brrr, pa, 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 and suddenly it locks you in, but the car's on fire. You can't get out.
Ah, because it's electric and the battery exploded, right?
Boogie, woogie, woogie, yeah.
They took over the whole neighborhood in Atlanta. Remember somebody hacked them and they just...
There was
some kind of software glitch. They were all ended up in the same
neighborhood. We're just going to get to the point where we're going to get so lazy that we're going to be like, you know what? I'll take a chance at a robot driving me to work today.
We won't be able to. They'll be all electric cars. This is some
scenario. I can sleep another 15 minutes.
And we'll get our checks from the government, and we'll all have to do bartering because there'll be no money. And that's what somebody was telling me over the weekend. I go, what is wrong with you? That's not what the world is going to come to.
That's what they want it to, though.
Dude, we became lazy when we started inventing self-pleasure machines. Nobody, you know, cranks one out the old school.
You know, anyway. I mean, that's true. Like, if you lived on a deserted island, yes, you could have one. Or if you were born without arms, that's fine, too.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I mean, God.
Or if you get one, talk about it. Quit being ashamed that you got one when we ask you questions about it. You want to act like you never used it.
I know. We were, you know, asking listeners when they would leave the Adam and Eve store then, hey, what'd you buy?
What's in the bag?
None of your damn business.
What's in the bag?
It's like, well, could you imagine them doing that at Walmart? It's like, hey, what'd you get?
That's what the receipt people want to know.
Like, I mean, hey, I did that really to got? my best friend that was there at one of our events. I go, what are you leaving with, girly? I want to know. Yeah. She told me.
It was double-headed. She's like, come with me.
The loss prevention team. When Matt ran a dildo company, I knew what people were buying because you had to count it off the stock.
No, I sold the data to Fat Boy.
Even if they had like a brown bag, like, I know what you bought.
He has a data center.
You could. Like, yeah, we'd use grocery bags just, you know.
So does old girl.
You wouldn't. She had a pair of grocery bags.
The one that demonstrated.
She had a pair of trash bags. But, you know, you could see the way the girl or, you know, sometimes the couple would carry it out. Like, if the guy was holding it with two arms, like, boy, they bought a crap load. Or if we walked out of the room after their purchase and I was smiling real big.
God. What was that connection?
Why are you so happy, Matt? Because I'm making their relationship better, guys. You don't understand.
Maybe I should ask you that off the air.
What?
The connection with the lady who ran the parties.
Because
I was pretty much schlepping them in and out. You had to count inventory and whatnot, but... Also, I had to listen to her.
I had to find someone. I mean, I'll tell you like this. Like, I'll brass tacks it for you, and we'll go to break. I could get the people to the parties and stuff, but no one wants to buy dildos from me.
No. Now, the lady hosting the party loved to tell you about how she used everything in there. Exactly.
And people respected that. So, you know, that was a cool, you know.
I just want to know for the future, like, is that somebody you were close to? That like?
Oh, no.
Okay, so I can talk junk if I want to.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, there's a reason why that stopped, my friend. Yeah.
And you can talk privately. Little
credit card for fraud.
Jesus.
Not on my part.
Wasn't stealing dildos?
I'm not saying she, he, it, what?
Oh,
you don't know how she identified?
I don't know.
Dang. Well, I'm
if you steal dildos, please stop it. It's
dildo thieves are the worst.
Stop dildo.
It's starting to become a pandemic.
Dildo crime.
Matter of fact, I just read that they're going to be at Ground Zero this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Dildo thieves.
You saw the ones that
doing
were on
an
your,
acoustic set.
You saw the ones that they were on the chin, too. That was a big seller. Like little chin jousters.
Oh, I can't.
That was just for, like for games.
And she tell you how to use this stuff. Like, oh, my God.
I know. Remember the time I put it on and acted like I was a unicorn and everybody was dying laughing. I was drunk as hell.
Yeah.
That was also part of doing that. You go catch a little buzz and then start talking about sex, and it was just fun.
Then she starts, you know, with even butt plugs here or there.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple of Benoit balls end up missing. You're like,
I know. You stole a pair until I got you laughing and shot them out.
I thought they were hand massagers.
Oh, my God.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.